assumption I've covered. My host was Tygo Donahue. The action takes place in the village hall, and we begin, as we ought to begin, with some fine Kerry music. Booker, Den O'Leary fiddle, and Jimmy Doyle accordion.
Johnny O'Sullivan, you're the chairman of the Raheem tug-of-war team, and next Friday night here in Ballydock, you're beginning the carnival, or the festival. This isn't the first carnival you've had, is it?
No, it's not the first carnival we have in the village. There was two carnivals there before, like.
The first from your committee, is it?
Our committee of the tug-of-war and the people of Ballydock. There was the first carnival was in 75 and the next one was in 1976. So there was no carnival the last years.
No, it says tug of war there on top. Tug of war is obviously very popular around here.
How the tug of war started in our district was, it started in the first carnival over here in 75. We formed a team in Raheen and we came to the carnival. And we won out the carnival, and it was, I'd say, of my lifetime, it was the best pull that was in my lifetime that I seen.
You looked like a tug-of-war man yourself.
Well, I pulled tug-of-war all my life. I pulled it first in 1937, and I pulled it last in 1977.
That's 40 years of it.
40 years of it, yeah.
And was the tradition going back even before?
Tradition was going back beyond that. You had a flying column. There was flying column to go out in this area. That is as far as I could go with it, like. Then you had a Bionadiga team and you had a Hedford team. After that thing, there was hardly any to go out until the carnival started in 1975. And that's the time our Raheem club was formed.
What's the most exciting tug-of-war you've ever seen?
Well, I think the most exciting pull was the local pull that was here in 1975 in the carnival between Raheem and Clonkeen.
How long did that take?
Well, it went to three pulls. There was one pull went down for a quarter of an hour and the rest was something less. Raheem came out by a scratch and the winners.
What does it take to make a good tug-of-war team?
Well, it takes 8 dedicated men and a good coach.
Now, I gather you're a coach at the moment, are you?
Yes.
Which team are you coaching?
Raheem team.
And how would you tell us about them? Are they a good big team?
Well, they would. No, they were ordinary men that came together and they were dedicated to the job and they trained well.
How do you train for tug of war?
Well, we put up a weight. We put up a platform and we pull up a barrel of concrete, which will be about 800 weight. We touch the rope through two pulleys, one on the ground and the other across the crosspath. You must keep that open. Leave it down, take it up again.
And how many nights a week would you do that for training?
Well, I want to do 3 nights a week to be fit, to be properly fit.
How many have you in a team?
8 in the team.
And do you grade them? Are the biggest men at the back or they at the front, or how do you work it?
Yes, more or less like the weightish man and the anchor, as we say, the anchor of the rope and so forth. Like.
Are you allowed to dig in?
Well, there are two kinds of tug-of-war now. One is ground tug-of-war and the other is a stand-up pull, which was there ever. But there's a new tug-of-war, it's called a ground pull, where we dig trenches for the men and they sit in and they dig and they get a yard to go on an inch either way and might win it.
And that tug-of-war could take longer than the other, I suppose, could it?
Well, no, roughly about the same time it takes, like, because an inch will win it. 6 feet is the pulling out here by us, like, you see in the stand-up.
So it's very close business here.
It's very close business. I, I need to go out and take up with his close business, and his being fit is the most important thing in it, and being trained.
And you find it difficult to get referees?
Well, not so much. We have our own referees now. We hadn't for a start, and it feels much easier now, but that's the only thing that's happening, that we're not fit enough, we're not training enough. In the start, we trained wonderful, and we gave it down a small bit.
How many teams have you in the competitions here?
Well, we're on a local, we run a Christmas tournament here, and we had 23 teams. We had 23 teams for that. That was between a ground pole and a stand-up pole. And we had a pub, fireside in night.
And would you get many people turning up as spectators for the Christmas one?
Oh, yes, we got the big crowd for Christmas. Big crowd for Christmas.
And when do you hold that? What time of Christmas?
St. Stephen's Day.
So they were coming down to Balladoo?
Oh, they were coming down, bringing all our gear for that.
you don't hunt the Ranbois here?
Oh, certainly.
You do that too?
We do.
Yeah. Oh, the Ranbois join in as
pass
well?
On and, you know, that'd be generous to them, and that pass on at that day.
So no one will be losing at the end of the day, I suppose?
No, we're not.
Least of all the lads in the pubs, probably, at the end of it.
Well, it's what that is part of the game, like.
And how long will the carnival go on? For a week, or what is it?
It'll go on from the 21st of June to the, yeah.
And you've got various queens, I think, up for election, have you?
Well, we have six beautiful queens this time, like.
And where do they come from, Johnny?
They come from the surrounding districts. They're roughly a radius of 5 miles.
And how were they selected?
Well, every district selects their own queen.
So what districts now would be involved here?
Well, first of it's Raheen,
Gipcross,
Baradook, Kilkwan,
Ardenaining,
Lucan, St. Clare.
And I suppose you think I ought to meet the queens?
Well, I'd love to meet the queens, because you'll meet a good selection of nice girls anyway.
Johnny said that they were glamorous young ladies, and he didn't make any mistake. He obviously has a very good eye for talent himself. We've got five queens here. Irene McCarthy is unfortunately not with us, not her fault this evening, but she will be. She will be here for the off on Friday night. Now, the first queen, what's your name?
Bernie O'Donnell.
And Bernie, whom are you representing?
Art Munich.
Where were you selected now? How did it happen?
At the community selected me, and I decided to go with them.
Now, where's Ardenaining?
It's 4 miles from Bardow.
And
4 miles from Killarney.
It's on the way into Killarney from here. And what is it? Is it a village or a townland?
It's a village.
And what do you do yourself?
I'm working in an hospital in Killarney.
Working hard?
Yes.
So you tell me anyway. Who's the next now?
Missy Lee for Bardow.
Oh, you're the local daughter,
right,
here.
Yeah.
And when were you selected?
I was selected by the people of the area. They gave me the opportunity, so I was left to take it.
How long ago? Would you think you'd go into politics after this now?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't. Who's next along the way?
Marie.
And Marie, you're from Glenflesk.
Yes.
Now, how were you selected?
The community in my own area selected
me. How did they say to you? How did they pick you?
They asked me if I'd like to go forward for Queen in that service.
And here you are.
Yes.
And the next now?
I know you're from Kilcorn.
No, and where's Kilcorn?
About 2 miles from Bardow Village.
And the same question to you. How did they select you?
People of the area asked me to go forward, and I did so.
Is this your first time going for a festival like this?
That's right.
No, yourself?
Sheila Lucy for Ahi.
And Sheila, who selected you? How were you selected?
Well, the committee asked me, would I go forward to the Queen?
Yeah. And you did?
Yes.
Now we'll go back and we'll ask them all the leading question. Which is a good question. What's your name again now?
Bernie O'Donnell.
Now, Bernie, why do you think the people are to vote you in Queen? Make your pitch now. This is your chance. You have a nice smile anyway. Go on, yeah.
I would like if the Queen came back out direction, out the main direction.
Would you like to have a queen from Ardenaneg?
I never had a queen from Ardenaneg before.
Never had a queen from Ardenaneg before. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Now, your name again?
Liz Healy.
Liz, why do you think people ought to vote you queen on Friday?
Well, just for the crack, I guess, just because I'm from the area, I guess.
You're not worried either way?
No. Just for the fun.
Good. Your own name again?
Marie Murphy.
And why would you like to be Queen Marie?
Well, Queen Jessica is a home of the Odenhulls, and I think the cup should be brought back to them.
You do?
Yeah.
You think you're royalty in them flesh?
Yeah.
Do you? Well, I suppose that's the way of looking at it. And again, now you're...
I don't hear it.
And why should they elect you Queen?
Well, I've worked here in Barrowdale for 3 years, and I served people. I worked in Tiger Odenhull supermarket in Barrowdale.
That sounds like a commercial if ever I had one.
And I think they know it pretty well, and they're who they're voting for.
You think they'd go for you anyway?
Yeah.
And now, Miss Lucy, isn't it? What's your first name?
Sheila.
Sheila, why should they elect you, do you think?
Well, they had a queen before. The first carnival was the Raheem Queen that got it. So I'd like to follow on again and be Raheem Queen again.
What do you think of the other girls along the line?
Oh, I think I love that.
Are you on speaking terms?
Yeah.
When will you know whether you'll be queen or not?
The Tuesday night.
Oh, the Tuesday night,
yeah.
You'll know
that.
Yeah. And how will you go about getting the vote?
The most people will vote, yeah. Who will vote, yeah.
Would you forecast how many votes you get?
I couldn't say.
Could you forecast yourself how many votes you get?
Let's say 500.
500?
Yeah.
Is that a quarter?
No.
There's no one I'm sure will lose that deposit anyway.
No.
Magic Al.
Maybe 2 in the year, like for parting to the size of the family, like.
What sort of an occasion was that?
Oh, that would be a big day, like. There'd be a drop of drink and a good feed and all this. The pig would be started in the following day, like, and put into a barrel and left there for 3 weeks. It'd be taken out and hung up somewhere in troops. We get nice hot bacon.
Did you have a special man to kill the pig?
Well, that would, like. That would be a butcher, like, that was calling. He'd go around to my father, Latimer Simon. He was pure for days before Christmas. He was a good man with the job.
Did you ever kill a pig?
No. I never followed my father's foot to a bad pig job.
You were talking there too about Christmas. Well, the Christmas is good.
Oh, they were indeed. All the old people, like, that have parties night after night and go to each other, like, did all going for nearly a couple of weeks. You go to my house tonight, I go to your house one night, and all that.
And, of course, they had the women's Christmas that time, too.
Oh, they had. That was the 6th of last Christmas, that was called.
The women around here, were they as good looking now at that time as the Queen was at the moment?
At all price, they were in better luck.
Do you think so? I suppose there were fellas falling in love with her all the time. Were there fellas falling in love all the time?
They weren't caught inside any cars, that him. Can you?
Yeah, the forest bush that you were talking about.
Bush, yes.
And what became of all the forest bushes?
They're still there, but they don't seem with Al. No, they're going to patch across them.
Although I suppose with the petrol situation, they might be back in the forest bushes.
It could happen. It could happen.
We can thank the Ayatollah for that, I suppose.
A doughty man from Borodoff, near Killarney in County Kerry. Now we go to a song. The Green Hills of Kerry, the singer, Jerk Kelly.
The green hills of Kerry, I am leaving behind me. My young heart is sore, and my poor state is light. I am bound for a land where no tyrant shall bind me. So, comrades, be ready, and we'll have a good night. It grieves me to part from those sheltered mountains and deep smiling valleys where falling streams flow. To wander no more near those sheltered mountains. Along with you, darling, fair to Malio. Farewell to Chinal, is the place I was born, where the boys are all ready to fight for home rule. Farewell to Rathmore, where 'tis many the morning I roamed with you, darling, and we going to school. Farewell to sweet Mill Street, where the boys are patrolling, their guns on their shoulders are ready for to make. Farewell to Killarney, where the gentry are strolling, where oft with you, darling, we roamed round the lake. It was landlord's oppression that caused my deep sorrow and forced me to travel across the blue main. But when I am leaving old Ireland tomorrow, I'll cheer for O'Brien and his flannel campaign. At 8 in the morning, my train will be leaving, and I will be torn from all I love best. How sad and how lonely will be my great sorrow, when I'll bid adieu, saying I'm bound for the West. So dry up your tears, love, let no false heart deceive thee, for I will return to my Molly once more, and we live in contentment, and I'll never more roam, love, and I'll style you forever at home in Rathmore.
We were talking there about fuzz bushes earlier on, the important usages they had in Kerry over the years. But you find a football, of course, under a fuzz bush, every fuzz bush that's in Kerry. No, Lucy, you're from these parts around here, are you?
Not exactly, Killarden area.
And when did you play for Kerry?
1962, 1963.
Now, were they good years, those particular ones?
Very good for me, yeah.
You won All-Ireland, did you?
Yeah, we won 1962, yeah.
62, that's right, yeah.
Semi-final in 63.
Now, the All-Ireland, of course, is supposed to be the greatest moment of footballer's life. That final of 62, what moment of that do you remember most?
Well, final whistle.
Winter's all over. Yeah. That's the real Kerry answer to a question. You have been very much involved in athletics, have you?
I have always been up even when I was playing with Kerry. There's the doing athletics as well,
Do you think fitness is a very important part of the life of a footballer?
Yeah.
Have you got athletics here in the village, in the parish?
Yeah, in Gaffers we have an athletic club here, yeah.
And how active are they?
They're very active. Take that every Sunday, nearly during the summer, and cross country as well in the winter.
Do you run yourself?
Not now, I was running.
What was your favourite distance?
100 metres.
Oh, you're a fast man off the mark. I know that we have another Kerry footballer here too, haven't we?
Yeah, he's just been in here.
Mick Leeson, come in here, please. What were your years with Kerry?
From 69 to 72. Ending with the bad one in 72, and awfully destroyed us, I suppose, but...
Now, can you pick the good one, as far as you were concerned, in between?
Well, I suppose 69 70, and 70 were the good ones from the point of view of winning all Ireland, but it's bigger and broader than that.
Yeah. Playing the game itself, I suppose, is the biggest thing of all, is it?
I think the biggest thing of all is being part of a successful local club. There's greater satisfaction in that.
Really coming back to the little parish.
Well,